sun was shining. Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. We're going to the lines. Rocky of Madison, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Rocky?
Wow, terrific Thursday to you, sir. You're talking about that big vacant Foxconn folly. Why can't we bring somebody in that's reliable, have them set up a business that's worldwide there, like Apple, and say, here's your new car site. We've got it set up for you. They're talking about building electric cars. Well, here it is. We're going to donate that to you and reap the benefits.
Yeah, you know, that is not only a profound point. Something like that has been suggested finally in some of the think pieces. We've been a lonely voice about Foxconn going back to 2018 for 3 years. But they have sucked out a lot of money of Wisconsin. They have sucked out almost $1 billion, right about $1 billion that's bonded by Mount Pleasant and Racine. They're not doing anything. To save themselves, they bought buildings around the state, innovation centers, they said, and they're all empty. And I said, there's one in Wisconsin, in Milwaukee on Wisconsin Avenue, and they simply leased it back initially to the guy that owned it before. When you buy a building somewhere, you're not making an investment. You can sell the building, sometimes for profit. And that's all they did. It was a placeholder. Now Green Bay and Eau Claire are saying, we have these empty buildings. I thought there was an innovation center. And Foxconn's going, well, you know, just be patient, be patient. You know, they went through large screen, small screen, coffee makers, kiosks, coffee kiosks, electric cars, servers, consultancies. Now they're floating electric cars again. They're just keeping it alive, sucking money out of us. This is 4,000 acres, Rocky, and there's about $1.4 billion put into it. And close to $1 billion by Mount Pleasant and Racine on their bonding, which they're going to default on because they do not have the tax base to yield $1 billion in debt service. They simply don't. And the deal is the state will have to do it. It's going to be spread around taxpayers around the state, some of them hundreds of miles from Racine. It's not right. It's simply not right. A lot of the road construction dollars went to I-43 South right around Racine. Okay, it's a beautiful highway. But you know something, their highway needs in Milwaukee, in Madison, in Eau Claire, in Green Bay, in Superior, in Hayward, in Prairie du Chien, all over the place. Okay? So, what do we do? My solution, and I think you heard this before, is sue them for breach of contract and damages. They owe about $1 billion for breaching the contract. And take that property and settlement of it, and then go, and absolutely go to Apple, go to Microsoft, go to somebody and say, great chip manufacturing facility. You're halfway, not halfway, yeah, about halfway between Greater Chicago and Greater Milwaukee, between O'Hare and Mitchell Field. Lake Michigan is nearby. You're not discharging any pollutants into it, but it's a beautiful area. See what I mean? And you have good skilled labor. Let's do it. Right. Let's do it. It's sitting there because the Republicans fell for this. And they thought they were going to make Walker look like a businessman. So that's my feeling. These characters are not going to do a business there. They're not going to do it. They've talked about it for 4 years, and they've changed businesses 3, 4, 5 times.
Slower than slugs.
Yeah. Rocky, thanks for calling in. Terrific point has to be made, and you just made it. Thank you. Very good. We are going to go to the U.S. Postal Service. The U.S. Postal Service. They just concluded an investigation, and it did not start with Joe Biden. This is the Postal Service. And I'll tell you, Louis DeJoy is not behind this. The Postal Service did an investigation of claims of fraud in the Pennsylvania mailing of ballots. Do you remember that? There was a supervisor there. Actually, he wasn't a supervisor. He was beneath a supervisor, and he was a Republican. He claimed that he saw his supervisors alter ballots to change the dates on them to make sure that they were dated before November 3rd. That's a serious charge. The number involved wouldn't have made a bit of difference in the race. Biden won Pennsylvania by 81,000 votes. more than Trump beat Hillary in 2016. But still, you have to investigate that fraud. They investigate the allegation of fraud. In the meantime, Wormwood, crooked Lindsey Graham, sly, shifty Lindsey Graham of South Carolina, went around saying that was fraud that resulted in Trump losing Pennsylvania when he really won it. And the implication that everybody had or gave was that some of these supervisors were actually just filling out ballots for Biden. Crooked William Barr, Attorney General, authorized his U.S. attorneys to investigate fraud even before the certifications came in from the states. That's illegal. U.S. attorneys don't initiate fraud investigations without complaints. And secondly, they don't do it before the state has had a chance to review these allegations and decide if there'll be certification. Because if there were fraud, there wouldn't be certification. State certified it. Crooked William Barr finally basically got out of his position because he realized that Trump was going to contest the election the way a Belarusian or Russian or Rusky or Chaikom would do it. And even Barr realized that he would be in grave danger if he got part of that. But the U.S. Postal Service is investigated outside of Louis DeJoy and Trump and everything else, outside of Biden. And they just issued a report. They found no evidence at all to support the claim that supervisors changed dates on any ballot. Not just 81,000 ballots that Biden won by, any ballot. There was no fraud in Pennsylvania. And the problem with their crying fraud and their crying wolf all the time was that people who don't follow the news, who actually believe leaders, because otherwise how would they become leaders? And they believe media celebrities, because otherwise how would they become media celebrities? Say on Fox News, and they believe a Lindsey Graham or a Trump or a Bob Barr, because they're big shots, they are and were convinced that there was fraud. They do not understand that leaders lied to them. And some of it resulted in insurrectionists on January 6th murdering a cop, gouging the eye out of a cop, stabbing a cop with a pole, brain damaging two cops by beating them over the heads with lead pipes, throwing cops down the stairs, tasing them in the neck, kicking and beating them, having an insurrectionist trampled to death, another one shot by law enforcement. Now they have a guy prowling around the vice president's house with a rifle and ammunition. The word has got to get out from this Republican sickness, really, in their party, that there was fraud. Mitt Romney stood tall and said that. Liz Cheney said it, but not the others. Kevin McCarthy doesn't say that. He was one of 140 Republican congressmen who voted not to accept the certification. And Moscow Mitch isn't really saying that. Moscow Mitch said that Trump is a crook and should be prosecuted, and then Moscow Mitch chickened out and acquitted him. Republican Party is sick, and they are contributing to this violence. We're going to a break. The lines are still open, 844-967-2789. The lines are alive. Do not hang up. I'll get back to you right after the break.